Blog Talk Radio.
Ryan.
Hey.
Ryan has lost his riches. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on? Shit, the Debunker Boys are at it one more week. Let's see how long we can go before we get kicked off the network.
Or shit on.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm just bored. The week's been crazy. Aaron Goodwin, you were saying Aaron Goodwin was being stupid this week, or, well, actually smart. What was you saying about Aaron Goodwin?
Yeah. I like how we started the show. I think we need to start it rather than going, hey, thank you for tuning in to the Debunker Boys. You know, that's so corny. You know, we need to quit that shit. Just say, what's up, you know? If you clicked on this fucking link, you know who you're listening to.
Yeah.
True
that.
Oh man, we got some interesting shit tonight. Well, I wouldn't call it so much interesting. I'd call it unique. You know, because we never the great thing about the Debunker Boys is we never run out of kooky ass people to make fun of.
Hey, right, you're Bob? Kidding about that. Oh, yeah, definitely. You're definitely right about that one. Actually, well, what about, who was it? We've been called a troll this week, or last week we were called trolls, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. We were called trolls a bunch of times. Like, our show got called Troll City. I think we said that last week.
Troll Cabin? Well, you know,
troll
and then
city.
There's the spirit.
Gosh! Is that one of those rocks that have spirits attached to them? Oh, yes, it is. That is one of those rocks, eh? I'm from Canada, eh? Well, we should sell one of those for like $30, and it'll protect your house because it's 30 feet tall. Or no, 300 feet tall. My bad.
That was Special Ed, guys. Special Ed's a pretty cool cast.
He actually brought up a good point. That's actually what we're talking about tonight. Fucking ridiculous religions that seem to be out there. That like borderline Dungeons and Dragons or World of Warcraft shit. You know? it's ridiculous.
Exactly.
But you know what? We're actually taking the show into a different direction. We decided to add world news to the Debunker Boys, and with the world news, we've got our ever so infamous Dave. Dave, why don't you tell us what's going on in the world today?
Well, I don't know about today. I got a list of crap here that caught my eye over the week. I was like, you know, some of this just, you got to wonder what these people are thinking.
Well, tell us
about it. Top of the list, we got Washington fears China is seeking military advantage in space. Okay? This is all because the Chinese won't let any Americans go up on their ships to the space station. And I'm like, so they're thinking that, America's thinking that, or the politicians in Washington are thinking that, well, they must be trying to find some way to have a nuclear advantage. Yeah, I don't think they need a nuclear advantage there, buddy.
There's something on the way.
This kind of hits me home because I use Tor. Tor says that July 2014, they found a group of relays that were de-anonymizing people who were accessing hidden Tor services. I don't know if you, if either of you have ever used Tor.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I use Tor to keep track of my assignments.
Yeah, I know. I use it too. I use it to gain services or to look at stuff that other people aren't able to look at, basically. Yeah. Darknet.
Apple was hit with a class action suit for spying on iPhone users.
Really? What were they spying?
Their software has a backdoor in it that was letting them gather information on all their users, which is not a new thing because every operating system does that.
Well, I'm going to jail. I mean, that's cool.
Look what we got the NSA. You know what I mean? Come on. The NSA spies on everybody. We got cameras on every street corner now. Heck, just down here today, one of the other things that I got down here in ABC Soup is the fact that the CIA had to admit and apologize to the Senate for hacking their computers. However, they didn't apologize for blackmailing them.
So, yeah,
the CDC is testing an Ebola virus that they plan to release back in September, a vaccine for the Ebola virus. And that's something that makes no sense to me at all. You got two, Obama's letting two people come in that already have Ebola, letting them come into the U.S., and they're putting them in a hospital that's only a quarantine level 2 hospital. And Ebola is a biological weapon type disease. I mean, if it gets out, it has like a 91% kill rate. You would think that they would not want that to come into the country. You know?
Yeah, you said something about the NSA, and I'm thinking, they kind of knocked that name off. They just took the A away, and you know, it used to be NASA. Just making fun of them.
You know. No, NSA is National Security Agency.
I know, man.
Actually part of the DOD, which is the Department of Defense. Which is all, it's all alphabet soup. I mean, TSA is offering to pay people for coming up with ideas to speed up screening of people in the lines for airports and events.
I got your
idea right here. Go back to the way it was. We don't need to be barbecued. You don't need to reach up everybody's butt.
I don't like it.
TSA should stand for total sexual assault, I'm telling you.
Oh, man. I love that shit. Yet we think we're free, but we can't even get on a fucking plane without... them having to say,
Amy's just found a couple of good ones.
Well, they could at least integrate, checking your insides, you know, for cancer or whatever, in with, you know, the cavity check. We'll just say it's medical and then, you know, give the person the paper.
Well, with the body scanners that they use, they don't have to check. They're giving you the cancer.
Well, yeah.
It's like a parting gift.
Jamie's on finally, huh? What's up,
man? For those of you who don't know, this is my brother Jamie. He's having some domestic disputes, so he's going to be spending a few days with me.
All right. Who'd you beat?
Nah, I didn't beat nobody.
He beat it up too much. That's the problem.
But yeah. Here's another thing.
Russia and Germany are allegedly working on a gas for land deal. You notice everybody's trying to get away from the dollar now, too. That's something else.
If you get on the deep web, you can get Bitcoin soon.
So you might want to start stocking up your bullets and your booze.
Well, yeah, and cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. This is
prison isn't the only place that'll keep that's currency to keep you from getting butt raped.
Nah, pocket pussies is where the money's at. Yeah.
when it comes down to economic collapse, bullets and booze are always great currency.
Hi, my name is Special Ed.
Geraldo Rivera says that anyone who doesn't want illegals coming over the border is racist.
I'm pretty fucking racist then.
He also says that Matt Gribbs is trying
to
fuel a civil war.
You know, thanks to our wonderful president, it's harder to get into Mexico than it is to get out of Mexico.
Yeah.
You mean out of Mexico? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to run that through my Xerox machine again.
Yeah. You know, I've got some awesome world news. And this literally is world news because these guys are pretty famous for God knows what.
Paranormal world news.
Yeah. Ghost Adventures. Aaron Goodwin got fired for telling the truth about the show, which is shocker. Aaron Goodwin got fired because he was on a popular podcast called We Are Alone, hosted by Joshua Sweeney, and he went on an 8-minute rant about how Ghost Adventures is bullshit, how they were forced by the network to create false evidence, and if they didn't get anything that night, they were made to go into the location and to act like they are surprised for stuff that didn't actually happen, just to make the show interesting. He said he was not cool with it anymore. He was tired of that shit. It started off as something real, but, you know, paranormal evidence is just not popular enough to make it a legit TV show. And so the network made Ghost Adventures into a fraud.
That surprises you?
So,
Zach doesn't have a problem with it. He keeps doing
it. Oh, hell no.
Boy bitch ass.
Hell no.
Yeah, but you got to take it in consideration, man. Almost every one of these reality type shows, they'll start out one way, and then the directors, if they ain't getting enough coverage or whatever, they'll try to push them and force them going in the other way. I mean, that's what happened with Duck Dynasty, right? Duck Dynasty, they wanted the guys on Duck Dynasty to stop praying at the end of their show when they do their shows. And, you know, and they got into a big dispute and lawsuit and everything about it, and the Duck guys ended up coming on top, as far as I know. But, I mean, you know, it's a halfway decent show.
For the longest time,
I watched a lot of it, but, you know, I really enjoy watching rednecks do stupid shit.
Yeah. I was messaging Aaron Goodwin for the longest time. Or not Aaron Goodwin, Nick Groff, for the longest time, trying to get him on the show. And now I know the reason why he wouldn't come on the show, because, you know, obviously he loves the money. Aaron Goodwin was the only one to actually speak up and say, "Hey guys, this is bullshit." Apparently I should have hit him up, rather than trying to hit up Zach or Nick. I should have hit Aaron up. But
well, he's
the only one
that's actually ever answered to anybody. I mean, he answered to me once.
Yeah, he did. I think I said, "Hey, what's up, man?" one time, and he was like, "Not much," and I never heard from him. But it seems like Zach will let like five big dicks fuck him in the ass for $1 million. He doesn't care. He's all, you know, he loves the money.
Well, you know, some people, that's what it's about.
Oh yeah, and that's all TV is about.
I personally don't. I never have no money, so I'm not worried. I never have a lot of money, so I'm not worried about it. I just enjoy getting, you know.
But fuck.
There's not enough money in the world to buy me off.
Actually, dude, if I walked into your house
with a $20 whore, you'd be like, okay.
No. Old American. They'd be like, yep, there it goes. No.
Tell me, Jamie. Am I right, Jamie? Come on.
Shit.
Four or five.
A $5 whore?
$4 or $5 whores.
Oh.
Take at least three. I got one hell of a libido.
You know, everybody's got to go somehow.
That's right. That'd kill me, but everybody's got to go somehow.
Stir the salad. Stir the salad.
I doubt it would act.
Well, anyways,
I honestly doubt it. Anyway,
guys.
I saved
before,
the best for last
before,
year. Okay, go ahead.
Before the show tonight, I was at this Mexican restaurant, and I had one of their – it was a medium-sized margarita, but it was 30 ounces. Woo, boy, I got brain free six times, and, man, I've got a hankering to do the Macarena for some reason.
We got to bring you some toilet wine sometime.
What was that?
We got to bring you up some toilet wine, some redneck wine sometime.
Yeah,
I'll think about making
nice.
African banana wine.
Okay, anyway, the last one I got on here I thought was kind of a funny way to end my little segment, Beta Beat, which I don't know if either of you have ever heard of. It's a technology blog.
Oh, okay.
They had a thing on here this last week about a Bluetooth vibrator. It says Bluetooth vibrators may bring us closer to computer engineered orgasms. So anyway, what you do
that's
is you
just what we need.
Yeah, you connect your vibrator to your iPhone, your Android phone via Bluetooth, and she talks to it, and it makes different motions in the vibrator go off according to the way she talks. I'm like, you know, that's like men aren't obsolete enough.
It sounds like something that'd be fun to hack.
Well,
yeah.
Well, Dave, thanks to modern technology, now you are guaranteed never to get laid again.
Oh, well, that was, I mean, hey, they've already done away with males for the most part. I mean, what was it here 2 years ago? They said that they could replace a sperm with a stem cell in order to, for
okay.
artificial insemination. So.
Wow.
You seen
That's
the androids
funny.
That the Japanese got, right?
Huh?
Uh-uh.
You haven't?
Heard about what?
The androids that the Japanese got.
Oh, yeah.
The sex androids?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a real doll that, like, has everything and full range of motion and talks.
That is fucking paranormal in my book. I don't understand it.
I'm waiting for it to get to the Cherry 2000 level. Or what was it? Cherry 6000? What was the name of that movie?
I know what you're talking about. It was the one chick that ends up playing in the Princess of Mars or something like that. She's a porn, but she plays an android also. Yeah, hot chick. Not so hot in the Princess of Mars, though. Bad taste.
Anyway, what can I say? I grew up lusting after the chicks from Three's Company. Tells you how old I am.
Well,
dude, you're only a year older than me. What the fuck?
I'm almost as old as God, it seems. It feels like most of the time.
Hey, it worked.
Thanks a lot, Dave, for the world news this week. Definitely excited to hear what you have for next week.
I'll try to find something good. I basically, you know, I just write down what seems crazy in my mind. Well, I'm like, you know, that makes no sense. Why would they even do that? You know, because it seems to me some of these things that come up, you just wonder. What the hell are they thinking? What are they doing?
Right.
I did like the vibrator one. I thought that was kind of funny.
Hey, here's a word from our sponsor.
A word from our sponsor. Yes, Hip Waiters. For those paranormal enthusiasts that really like when the shit gets deep. And back to you, Ryan.
I love it. I love it. Robert, you've really got, like, the voice. Like, you could sell shit on infomercials just with that voice. Like, you could sell Eskimo Tonight. Or the book. God, I got that mixed up. Thank
you. You're looking for him on a knife commercial, ain't you? You know, you hear that voice and you think, knife commercial.
Yeah,
looks
well,
to me,
anyways.
You might have a guess.
Stuck right in there between the Godzilla and the Dracula 3.
Tonight we figured we would hit up on the bullshit people buy for God knows what reason. It seems like nowadays I actually came across this this page called It was called Paranormal Adoptions. It was a page where you could get on and sell stupid shit. Like there were people that were selling like rocks and fucking whatever else they could find on at Michael's or Hobby Lobby. And this one woman comes on and she says, for sale, $30. And it was a little green rock. And she said it was like some sort of empirical dragon from the Chaos Realm that was covered with battle scars but was not disfigured like most dragons are from battle. And it can fly, it can teleport and do whatever the fuck else. And it's looking for a new owner to protect and shit like that. Well, in response to this, I got on and I made a post with a chipmunk saying, for sale, an empirical shape-shifting elf god warrior. He makes you pancakes in the morning and protects you in your dream world and stuff like that. And, you know, went on and on. He breathes fire and this and that. And I got berated by all these people saying I was making fun of something that people believe in. And I was sitting there telling them, this is bullshit. This is bullshit. You know, I don't care what you're smoking. You should be, you know, I could be stoned out of my mind and I will still know this is bullshit. And I came across a bunch of different paranormal pages where people are posting pictures and this and that saying, what do you guys see in this picture? I see a demon. And I was like, no, it's not. And once again, I get called a troll. I get called this and that, saying that just because I don't believe in something that, you know, I'm going to sit here and make fun of it. I'm not exactly.
Well, was it an actual rock or was it like an item in a game item or something for World of Warcraft or Heaven Seek or something?
It was an actual green rock. She was holding it in her hand. It was about 2 inches tall. You know, it was like, you know, something you can make like a heavy ass earring out of. But
it was a bookend.
Woman,
no.
Dragonism, which is a sub religion within Wiccan. You know,
that's
something
not true.
Stupid.
Yeah, that's not true. Jamie's Wiccan; he would know.
Oh, okay.
One of those people are making shit up. That's what we're saying.
But these people believe in dragons, and there's every color of dragon, and earth dragons, water dragons, fire dragons. You know, every fucking thing. And I get berated saying I'm not open-minded enough to believe in this. You know,
hey,
I'm like,
I don't know about the dragon thing, but I'm holding out for the pixie thing. Okay, somebody can jar me up a living 5 foot or 5 inch, 7 inch tall female pixie and send me one, I'll give some money for that because I'll put her in her own little cage, give her a little pole to dance on.
You're,
you know,
fucking sick.
Hey,
you are,
I can't help it. I got a Tinkerbell complex. I can't help it.
You're fucking twisted, dude.
Ever since
well,
I was a little
anyways,
kid, I can't. What can I say?
Yeah, well, we'll kill a fucking whore and we'll put wings on her and we'll bring her to your house. All right.
You're going to find a 7-inch a 7-inch tall horse?
No, we're bringing full-size version.
But I came across this woman was, like, backing me up on everything I was saying, saying, you know, this is retarded, you know, this and that and everything. And I was like, you know what, I got to bring this woman on to the Debunker Police show. She is perfect. Usually we're looking for crazy-ass kooky people to make fun of, but this time I'm like, no, this woman is awesome. So with us we got Michelle. What's going on, Michelle?
Hi there. I was just laughing along with what you guys were saying. I want that chipmunk. That chipmunk sounds like fun.
You want the chipmunk? It's
I want the
$200.
Chipmunk. Oh, awesome. I think everybody should have a shifting chipmunk.
He's freeze-dried, though, right?
Yeah.
He's easier for shipping.
Pancake, but only in your dream world.
We put him in carbonite.
I hear that they transfer well that way.
So Mary, tell me, why are you on these paranormal pages?
Because somebody has to be on there and say, okay, guys, stop. Just stop with the – to me, these people are like – I want to see them as Rorschach testees because – that's what they're doing. They're looking at this stuff going, I see demons. I see a child. And it's like, no, your brain's organizing this material for you, and you have this Yahoo over here telling you that it's a killer clown. So that's what you see.
I don't like killer clown from space.
I know. Killer clowns are a lot of fun. But a lot of these people, they're just, like, taking pictures in their bathroom. They're taking pictures of their kid. I don't want to know what their photo albums look like for their families because I'm sure that they claim that there's a ghost in every one of them. But it just drives me insane.
Yeah.
Every single one of them, what do you see?
Of my turd and post it on Facebook and see what people say.
I think you should. What do you see?
Say, I was trying to take a picture of this massive turd, and I see this orb in the toilet. What do you guys think?
yes, the spirit of turds past.
Well, technically,
I'll make sure
technically,
you eat a lot of corn.
Technically, farts are food ghosts.
That's true. That is true.
It's
converted energy.
I don't understand these people that will sit there and just, I don't know if they just need attention. Maybe they just all need attention of some sort. But
they'll
even argue with you. And
teleporting.
It's like, no.
They believe in these
maybe
teleporting
they
dread
need to lay
gods
off the
that hang out in rocks.
I think you're right, Dave, the medication.
I would have loved to seen that rock because, they expect people to just buy into this. I had never heard about a dragon thing before. That sounds like something that my high school boyfriend would have known a lot about. But, no, if there is something out there, would it really want these people as its spokesperson? Really? Every crazy person out there saying, I see a demon.
Well, did you know if you pay $5 online, you can get your ordainship as a minister, and you can literally start your own religion?
Yeah, I got it, too.
You can literally smoke weed if your religion allows it. If you make up a religion that smoking weed is part of a religious ceremony, you can legally smoke weed in this country.
Hey, Ryan, did you know three people on this show right now are ordained?
Well,
through online.
So why don't you start a religion? Because I will follow it.
I'm
ordained Baptist, so I can't help you out there.
I'm ordained through the Church of Expectations. But, no, the Bunker Boys is a religion now, so I think we ought to do the all that stuff. Let's get set up.
Start our own religion?
Does
that mean we can't take up
the
election?
Name of the bullshit.
You gotta add smoking.
Hey, I tell you what, man. When I want to get some of these people on these sites that like get some of this genetically engineered stuff that they're making over here in China and all these other places. Get somebody to make me a real dragon, not a big one, but like, you know, a little one like you see on Game of Thrones, the little ones that she had. Make me a foot and a half, 2 foot long dragon to scare the neighbor's dogs with.
I'd want one.
You know, he don't need to fly. He can just walk around on all fours.
But in a 2 ounce rock, and that is 300 foot tall. Okay.
Give him wings. Make him eat dogs or cats or something.
No, Robert, you're exaggerating. This dress is only 40 feet tall.
I mean, after all, they got glow in the dark dogs and cats now.
Well, what about spirits?
Gosh, is that one of those rocks that have spirits attached to them? Oh, yes, it is. That is one of those rocks, eh? I'm from Canada, eh? Well, we should sell one of those for like $30, and it'll protect your house because it's 30 feet tall. Or no, 300 feet tall. My bad.
You know what, Rob? We're trying to make money for the Debunker Boys so we can branch out and everything. And I think we should start going to Hobby Lobby and Michael's and start buying, you know, every pretty stone that they sell in there, you know, and start selling them as some sort of protector stone thing that it cures AIDS and stuff like that.
No, I was actually thinking sort of like what you're saying, yeah, but we'll say this has been deemed bullshit from the Debunker Boys, and they'll put a little story behind it saying it was someone trying to sell it online. That way, fucking people will just climb over each other to buy it just to prove us wrong.
This is the cyanide pill that Hitler was supposed to have used.
Awesome.
Well, Mary, what is your affiliation with the paranormal field? Are you on a ghost hunting team, or are you just kind of, you watch the shows and jerk off to Zach Bagans?
I watch the shows and laugh because everybody out there in TV land is now this expert that likes to run into buildings, and somehow every little creak, every little flutter of light is something massive happening. And they can hear stuff in static that's really not there, but they'll tell you that it is, which means that everybody online is now an expert, and they all want to run into buildings. And
anybody that can buy a video camera and a voice recorder suddenly thinks they're the next Zach Bagans or Jason Hawes from Ghost Hunters, you know?
Well, yeah, they go looking for those dead fuckers, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and Zach will sit there and try to make it look like he's being poetic. He's done poetry readings on that show that I sat there, I thought I was just going to keel over because he was trying to sound so righteous and so artistic. I'm like, dude, you're just chasing creaky boards in a building and you're getting paid really well for it. Just go with that.
Yeah, I thought he was funny because I saw what he was wearing around his neck. It's a satanic pendant, and he doesn't even know what he's wearing. Some person probably gave it to him. They probably gave it to him. He's like, oh, it's cool looking, dumb fucker.
and everybody on that show has a clothing line, even though they're like some of the funkiest dressed people I've ever seen.
I got a contact who actually was friends with Zach Bagans until he became famous, and he knows Zach's secret. For the longest time, to get the EVPs that they wanted, Zach would sit in a room for hours with a spirit box going, and he'd ask the same question over and over and over and over and over again, until he got some sort of response that somehow related to what he was asking, and then he would do the whole reaction, oh my God, and stuff like that.
Sure.
And that's what they would air. And multiple people have caught him fishing actually on the show, fishing for evidence. And
Well,
yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Grave Encounters?
Yeah, I have. I love that movie.
Where they really kind of hand Zach a really good slap across the face I mean, it's very clear that's who they're going after. They're going after
that.
And I cried and I laughed some more.
Yes.
I haven't seen any of that stuff, so you know.
You
disadvantage because I'm not the normal paranormal type guy. I more or less cover the Bigfoot conspiracy type stuff. That and I'm basically comic relief.
Your next assignment is Bigfoot. You have a 15-minute puff piece next week for Bigfoot, all right?
Hey, I keep telling you, I think that Chewbacca was Bigfoot's alien ancestor, I'm telling you. There's got to be a connection there somewhere.
In a galaxy long ago in far, far away. Yes.
Far, far away where someone had streaks in their underwear.
If Chewbacca
that show Great Encounters, I'm not going to lie. That actually got me a little creeped out because they did a job on that show, on that movie.
Yeah.
Now, I thought the sequel was a little more far-fetched, and that was like, big deal. But the first one was like, wow, that's actually badass.
Great effects. It really had great effects.
They did, and it wasn't that, what's that?
Star Wars, which
isn't
one?
Isn't that technically a B-rated movie that
yeah.
that was shot low budget?
Oh, very.
Yeah, but then the one
But they did a
today,
great job
like,
mixing.
The one 5 years ago or 4 years ago, it looks exactly the same. So he was definitely spending some jack on the first set of movies. Definitely. Dead air.
Yeah, so...
Dead air.
So Mary, like, the couple of pictures that I was supposedly trolling on, telling them that there was nothing there, and I started making jokes, and everybody's, like, getting butt hurt on it. You kept putting LOL, and, that means laugh out loud, but, like, whenever somebody puts, like, LOL, 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 I just think of them laughing just like that. Pretty much. But people were actually getting their feelings hurt. Sitting there going, we're making a mockery of the paranormal field and stuff like that.
Well, sure.
They're so invested in having that holy grail. I have it right here. Well, things may very well exist. Just like I know that there can be bears in the woods, but every time I go for a walk, I'm not going to run into a bear. At least I would hope not.
Oh my God, that's an amazing analogy.
Yeah, if you do, you might want to stay out of that part of the woods.
If I go looking
they're
for a bear, will I
you
step
know,
in shit?
Well, have you ever had a paranormal encounter or paranormal experience, Mary?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had stuff happen I can't explain. I can't tell you what it was.
I keep calling you Mary. I am so sorry. That's the tequila talking once again. I mean,
that's
Michelle.
That's all right. Yes. I've been called worse. That's all right.
We were using an alias. Yeah, that's what we're sticking to.
There you
to.
Go. It was an alias. Yes. Now, I've had stuff happen that I can't explain. I tried to debunk, and I just don't know what it was. But I also didn't sit there and grab a camera and start taking pictures and put them up online and look for validation. It was what it was, and it happened, and that's great and everything. But my first instinct wasn't, I need to go, grab a voice recorder. I need to go grab a camera. No, it just kind of was what it was, and I can't explain it. I live in a town with abundant weirdness that people claim to experience, but... I don't have anything opening or closing or moving right now.
The funniest,
not
the
that
funniest
I know of
comment,
anyway.
The funniest comment I saw on one of the pictures was somebody said, if you're suspecting it's something paranormal, something evil, you need to contact a psychic and a paranormal investigator right away, and if they deem it something evil, then you need to get a priest into your house to bless your house and perform an exorcism on your house because of what some kooks say that that have probably been doing this for 6 months, and you know, they get one EVP that they think that says, "I'm going to kill you," or something like that.
And even then, it's really garbled, and it could be anything.
Oh, most definitely. But you know,
there's the one guy. Go ahead. I was going to say that there's the one guy that keeps posting picture after picture, and it's grainy, close-up, pixelated mess. But with it, he tells you, this is the spirit of a boy that was lured in by the music of Black Sabbath, and therefore he practiced Satanism, and he repents and he regrets that now he is stuck, but hopefully I've freed him into the afterlife.
It's called the
have to go off on that because there's nothing satanic about Black Sabbath.
That's what I told him too. I'm like, dude, really?
Okay, well, Ryan.
I mean, yeah, Ozzy's a little far-fetched, but he's not satanic.
Ryan, let's explain to the listeners what we stand for as the Debunkaboys in complacency of evidence. We're not against all the evidence you get. Explain that.
Well, what our headline was for the longest time is we are tired of the complacency and idiocracy within the paranormal community. And by idiocracy, I mean all these ignorant assholes who post pictures like that. What do you see? And I don't know how many fan pages I'm on of psychics and stuff, and people just post a selfie of themselves, and they say, are you picking up anything from this? And people come up with the most ridiculous shit, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Sometimes I comment on. I'm like, I see a old man sitting on a toilet taking a dump, reading a newspaper from 1967 that talks about the collapse of the stock market and stuff like that. And people are like, are you serious? You know, that just shows how in-depth people are with their beliefs, you know. Perception is reality. That's something that I learned in the Army. The way you perceive a situation is how it is actually happening, whether or not you are right or wrong. Everybody's perception is their reality. And you cannot change somebody's reality. You can talk till you're blue in the face, but if somebody perceives something one way, they will come up with every excuse and piece of evidence to support their reality. And it is ridiculous.
Well,
you know,
right, perception is reality.
I hate to say but you pretty much hit on right there like what conspiracy is, okay? Conspiracy, most people who say something is conspiracy is because there's 100 million facts to prove, you know, against what they believe, but they want to believe the party line because it's their party, you know, and they always want to root for the underdog. Hey, this is my flag. This is my government. You know, I'm a leftist or I'm a rightist or I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. So, you know, whatever the Democrat says, that's what it's got to be. Or whatever my religious leader says, that's what it's got to be. Or he's collared and you're collared, and I'm collared and you're white, so you must be racist with everything you say. And that's pretty much what creates conspiracies. When someone wants to deny the truth, where there's all this evidence, I mean, there's overwhelming amounts of evidence to prove that, you know, this happened, and this is how it happened. You could have a whole chain of events leading up to the event, and they will still sit and deny that the event ever even happened. I mean, it's like...
You're saying it works both ways, basically.
No, I'm just saying is that people's what they believe is the reality.
Yeah, exactly. Perception is reality, and I learned that from being around paranormal, about occultic, around Wiccanism,
everything. So it doesn't just apply to, paranormal or thing, but it applies in the field that I follow too.
Life
know?
Lesson.
Hmm?
Well, one of the best examples I have is growing up. When I was growing up, from the age of 5 years old to 10 years old, I was the most devoted Christian there was. We used to go to a Mennonite church, and I used to stand up during open mic time during the sermon, and I would recite Bible verses, sing songs, you know. I was trying to, tell everybody about the good word of Jesus. And it was not my own belief. It was the belief that I had fallen into, that when you die, you either go to heaven or hell. That is it, you know, and this and that. And I didn't question anything because that perception, the way I had been brought up, became reality in my mind. And it wasn't until after I had my near-death experience that where I actually died, and there's no white light, there's no this or that, you know. From my experience, I literally died. I woke up a couple weeks later trying to figure out what happened. Well, I wasn't dead for a few weeks. I was dead for like 20 minutes. But
I was
in a
coma
for 3 days.
That'd be a long fucking stinky ass death.
Yeah, tell me about it. But after that, and because I didn't have a near-death experience, I was dead. But I didn't go to heaven or hell. Nothing happened. I was like, what the hell? I've always heard these stories about people dying or being near-death, and they're carried off into the white light, and they see family members, and they see God and this and that, and they see their mansion and streets of gold. And I started questioning that, and I started questioning my own faith and looking for the answers to the questions that I had rather than going on faith. Because faith, I believe, is complacency. When you cannot find your own truth by going off of faith. You will go off of somebody else's truth. But it's when
truth.
You ask questions is when
yeah.
you find your real truth.
And I like to look at things on a scientific basis because scientifically things have been proven easier than other ways in my personal belief. Ryan, did you know we actually have someone that is Wiccan in the room? Did you know that? Do you want to talk about it? Jamie?
What's that?
Do you want to
talk
about
being
Wiccan?
Wiccan?
Yeah, I mean, like, people believe that, okay, what's the dragon Wiccanism? There is no such thing, right? You said?
No, I've never heard of that, and I've been Wiccan for many years.
And what I've seen about Wiccans is Wiccans are a lot, I mean, not exactly, but their kind of beliefs are kind of like Baptists in a way, except for they're more spiritual with the earth itself, right?
Well, honestly, from the vantage point that I look at it, it's a lot based in, you know, it's an earth science. It's an earth religion. But what you have to understand is that, you know, a lot of the things that you're talking about can be proven with science. And a lot of it ties in with the Wiccan religion, we don't believe that you die and you go to heaven. Basically, everything is energy. And science has proven that everything is energy. So when you die, energy can't be created or destroyed, so it has to go somewhere. So you get, you become one with the universal energy until you choose to come back. And it could be anywhere. It could be this planet, you know. With the billions and billions and billions of stars just in our galaxy, and then billions and billions of galaxies, and each one of them stars has the possibility to have a planet with life on it, so that energy, it has to come from somewhere, you know?
Yes.
So the
yes,
people,
there's a book
you know,
called
biocentrism
like,
yeah,
that
you,
goes by
you
that.
Believe that they can come back, or, you know, people believe that they go to heaven or hell or what have you.
But in all actuality, you could really go anywhere because it's your choice. You choose when you come back. You choose, you know, where you're going to be, and all of this is a conscious decision.
Yeah, and I believe the heaven and hell thing is that if you think you did something terrible, then you're going to, you know, do harm to yourself, send yourself somewhere bad, whatever.
Well,
when you pass
I believe they came up with the idea of heaven and hell, like most of the stuff that's in your, you know, organized religions. It's a means of controlling people. The Wiccan read is, and it harm none, do as you will. Well, you know, that could mean a whole lot of things, you know. But governments and such don't like that. You know, they don't want people just going out doing whatever they want. They want them to be scared. It's all about fear-mongering.
Right. Yeah, you got to remember, maybe 200-300 years ago, Christianity and the Pope and them, that was the government. I mean, yeah, we had kings and stuff, but Christianity and religion was, for the most part, the largest government in existence.
It was the puppet master.
100 years ago.
It was the puppet master. It controlled everybody. Because if you didn't have the Pope's okay to have your crown, then you were in serious trouble.
Absolutely. That, just look at King James. That's the whole reason why, you know. That's the whole reason we had the new King James Bible. He didn't like the rules of the old religion. So he changed them. You know?
And Henry VIII just simply created his whole own separate religion entirely, just because he didn't want to play by the rules.
I thought it was because he didn't want to keep an old lady.
Yes.
Off of her head.
He didn't want the wife that was much, much older than him. He wanted that new piece of tail hanging around.
The whole time it was his genes that were bad.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know what I find funny is people on these paranormal pages and stuff like that, they say, oh, if you got something evil, you know, have a priest come in and do an exorcism and burn sage saying Christian prayers in every room of your house to cleanse the house and rid of evil spirit. And what did you find out about sage, Robert?
Well, actually, Jamie can explain this. Sage, isn't sage a pagan usage, not a Christian usage?
Sage is the main ingredient in what they call smudge sticks, and it is used for clearing out bad energies.
But
we
not
don't like
by,
to say,
priests,
we don't like to say
right?
spirits.
But not by priests, Catholic priests, right?
I suppose they can do it as they like. Take into consideration,
I know that they burn
too,
incense in the Catholic Church, but I don't know if it includes sage or what's in that.
It's not sage. Sage is used, I'm pretty sure, what I was looking up, I was doing research, that sage is used by, mostly by the pagans, and when I say pagans, there's a variety of, that could be considered a variety of religions, but I wasn't stating just Wiccan.
Yeah,
but
you got to remember, a lot of the stuff that even is that's in Catholicism and Christianity, a lot of that is held over from the old pagan religions.
Oh yeah.
All your major holidays. If you go back and research
the
it, every one of the major
Alaska,
holidays.
Unless
you believe
Easter.
That. Yeah, the Easter is determined by the full moon. So unless you believe that the day that he was crucified and rose again is based on an actual date, or is it based on a full moon? Full moon, that sounds
actually,
pretty pagan to me.
Actually, it's based on an ancient goddess named Esther.
Mm-hmm. Fertility goddess.
You're talking
correct?
About the Esther that was one
correct.
Of the original of Adam and Eve in the Bible.
Which is why the bunny's a big thing, because...
So,
fertility
so
guys, the fertility bunnies
and
are
eggs.
Yeah,
eggs. So if I want to make a crib midget, I need to have sex on Easter.
You need to what?
I said it.
Okay. Hey, if you find any women that can do it like a bunny, send them to my house. I got news for you. I got use for them. I'm gonna go back.
I kind of do. I call the position the Smeagol. I'm crouched down behind my girlfriend, and while she's doggy style, and I go, oh, my precious. So,
hey. I'm sorry. At this point, I got to put a shout out to one of my favorite websites. Y'all can think I'm crazy, bizarre, goofball.
We already do. It's cool.
Weirdo anyway. I mean, I'm sure you do anyway. Sexyfur.com. What can I say? Go there. They got the bunny situation handled.
Sexyfur.com.
Trust me.
Okay. Now I'm going to go back a moment here, now that we got that out of the way, and get back to the idea of, you know, what you believe, what you see, your perception. You say you can't alter somebody else's perception, which I don't truly believe. Obviously, you can alter somebody's perception. You know, people do it every day, evangelists and things of that nature. But what you have to understand is, by altering your perception, if you are to alter your own perception and change, you can actually change reality, you know?
Well, yeah.
Because your perception
is
reality, and you can change reality. And as you can have things like miracles, you know, or people that see spirits, things of these nature.
Yeah, but what we're saying is that these people want to say it's paranormal, when most of the time we can prove that there is a reason for it.
That it's not supernatural, it's simply natural.
Yeah.
No, it's scientific or organic based. Logical explanations.
People get
and
so
people
complacent.
Don't want to accept the natural world does funky stuff. I mean, light bends, shadows bend. Weird stuff can happen. It could be totally natural and explainable. Just maybe not seen every day, but they want to automatically jump to, my lights just flickered, it's a demon. Do
I'm in love.
Think
with
about
you.
It. That's how light can be a ray and a wave, you know? I mean, come on.
Well, it goes back to my whole idea of perception as well. If you believe hard enough that you're being haunted by a poltergeist, you are going to put that out. You're going to put that energy out into the universe around you, and it's going to become your reality. You know, you're going to see lights flickering and things. It's you doing.
You're changing your thought process. You're making your thought process keep thinking the same thing over and over, and then everything perception starts to occur to where it is real to you, but maybe not to the people around you.
I don't necessarily buy on that one, because if that was true, then, you know, if it was just that, you know, I would have found me a 5'2" 98-pound redhead a long time ago. So if what Jamie says is true, everybody think about getting Dave a 5'2" redheaded female that weighs 98 pounds to come knock on his door, come live with Dave, and we'll see if it happens.
In the moment she knocks on the door and Dave answers it, it disappears.
Well, Hey, Dave, do you mind if she's been a meth head for the past 10 years?
Hey, dude,
if the carpet matches the drapes, she's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to be great.
Well, one question I have I have a question for Jamie, with the whole sage thing. If you know, they say that sage supposedly cleanses bad energy. What the hell is bad energy? Energy is either negative or positive.
Well,
you know, so does sage reverse the polarity of the energy?
No. What it is it's not the sage it's not the sage that it's important. It's the process. It's the process of you know, using something like a smudge stick and you know, going from room to room, you know, trying to ward off these evil energies or what have you, that actually, you know, that's what changes people. That's what helps the people. It's not the sage itself. I mean, obviously, sage doesn't have any magical properties.
I always do it just for their psychological value.
Right, it's gone.
Well, I know some people say salt as well, salting the doorway, salting the windows, salting
that's what
the
I
corners.
Do. I salt everything.
Now, to a point, that's kind of true.
Do you know why they say that? You know where that came from?
Salt is purified.
Salt
by
is pure
water.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's why they use it. They say that you know, evil energy can't cross a threshold. Evil energy can't cross a line of salt because it's pure. It's been purified.
Well, and my belief is if the client that I'm going to their house believes that because I made them believe that, then they're not going to hear the flickering or the lights flashing anymore. And either way, even if I did really get rid of I do believe in energy, but it's rare. But if I did get rid of the energy, either way, on a psychological level or in a spiritual level, it's taken care of. That's why I just go ahead and do it.
Hey, well, guys, I gotta hop off of here. I'm gonna hang up, but I'm going to keep the call going because I'm the host, and if I hang up, then it might end the episode. So, just in case, I'm gonna go ahead and play the sponsor, and I'm gonna try to hang up without ending the episode, so you guys can keep going. All right,
you play the sponsor, I'll throw us all in the green room.
All right.
Going to New Orleans for the weekend, for vacation? Are you wanting to take a ghost hunting tour but tired of the same old walking tours where you don't even get to go into the locations and you're not even sure if the history is accurate? Well, call NOLA Ghost Hunting Tours. This team of guys are going to take you into a real haunted location where you're going to get to use the state-of-the-art equipment that ghost hunters use. Be the paranormal investigator. You get to work with an experienced, competent team of investigators and have the real, true paranormal experience. Experience the dark side of New Orleans. Call NOLA Ghost Hunting Tours. They have tours Friday through Monday. Tours start at 7 and at 10 p.m. For more information, call 504-708-3567.
All right, guys, We decided we're going to end the episode a little early tonight. We've all got kind of things we got to do. Dave and Jamie got to go, you know, jerk the chicken and
smack the turkey.
Smack the turkey.
We want to
thank Michelle for coming on and talking with us. Hopefully you can be on with us next week when we talk about some
not
more
problem.
Random stupid stuff. But,
not a problem. I'd be happy to come back.
All right. Well,
this is
we
fun.
Look forward to it. Thanks, everyone, for listening to us. And tune in next week when we talk about who the hell knows what, but we will tell you eventually.
Narthal the Garthog.
Like Cornell University.